This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. He's Jeff, I'm Andy. So the question I asked you before we went to break, too, and again, because the Browns won on Sunday, do you think this affects them as they go into the trade deadline on November 5th? Does that give you renewed hope or optimism, even though when you look at the numbers, and I'm not a big analytics guy, so I'm okay with it. But I'm not ready to tear everything apart right now. But if the Browns do have the opportunity to bring back a high-round draft pick for any one of the players on the team, I think you have to think about it.
What's high-round?
I don't know. If somebody came in and gave you a stupid offer for Miles, like two first-round picks or three first-round picks, I don't know how you...
I saw a trade offer for Miles.
What was it?
It made me pause.
Ooh, okay. Do share.
And you know, the last thing I want to do is trade Myles Garrett.
It's very hard to find talent like Myles Garrett. So why would you let him go at any rate for unproven talent that hasn't arrived yet?
It did make me go, huh? And it was with the Atlanta Falcons, and it was a number one, a number two. There were some other draft picks thrown in, and Michael Penix Jr., quarterback. And I thought, well, that made me pause. I don't know that I would do it, but it made me think.
I think there's
your quarterback of the future right there. Made me think.
If you took names off the back of the jerseys, it'd be really easy to, like, although I don't know if that makes sense. But you know what I'm saying? If you could disassociate yourself from and make it strictly business move. And
would that one make you think?
Yes, it would make me think.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely, it would make me think.
It made me pause. It made me think.
I might ask for more.
Since it was hypothetical, I didn't think it through,
mm-hmm.
but it did. It obviously stuck in my head.
Hmm. All right, so there's that part of the story. So now, as your mind changed towards the draft deadline, or not the draft deadline, the trade deadline on the 5th, like because of the
Tuesday
way they played? Yeah. That's one. Now, the next question, too, became the future of Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do with that. And I mean, we talked about it. The reality of this is that contract makes me think he's going to get another shot if he can get healthy. I know everyone wants to sit here and say, well, he should never play for the Browns again. I know you want to say that.
That is unrealistic. And I just said it too, except for this. The contract is there. It's not going away. We don't know what the contractual situation will be with Jameis next year. He's a free agent. If mm-hmm. he plays well this year, do you think he wants to come back to a place where he's not going to be the starter?
No.
Exactly.
No, the difference is the age difference between him and Joe Flacco. Like if Joe Flacco, if they had switched age, man, it would have been hard to walk away from Joe Flacco.
Sure. But if you're Jameis and you play well the rest of this year, you want to go be the guy. You want to go get a contract. Browns probably aren't going to give another quarterback a big contract. That's why this screams, will DTR play at some point this year? By choice, you know, by coaching decision, and see what you have. The contract makes it possible that Deshaun is the starting quarterback here next year. And Andy, we were all hoping because of the fact, you know, the team gave up so much for him and committed so much to him that he would do what he did in Houston at some point. We haven't seen it except in very small glimpses. And we've seen two guys who other teams gave up on, multiple teams gave up on, come in here and run the offense really well, at least in a very short sample size with Jameis. We'll see what the future holds.
All right, let's take a couple phone calls. Alexandra in Seven Hills.
Hello. Hey, Alexandra.
How are you?
Hi, Greg, I've been better considering this whole Brown situation, but, you know, it is what it is. Honestly, at this point, this team has made its bed, and we have crapped in it. We have done all kinds of defamating things to this bed, and we are now being forced to lie in it. And it's really frustrating because we see red flags time and time again, and we continue to ignore them. It's like, at what point do you take the car keys away from the three-year-old and say, hey, maybe don't let this child drive the car anymore? It's more than just a quarterback issue. It is an entire organization issue.
All right, so how are you fixing this then?
And who are you taking the keys away from?
Yeah.
You got a clean house with the whole front office, with the teams, and you need some kind of fresh start from the higher up.
Alexander, how was last season? I know it was last season, but didn't you think the team was sitting on the cusp of maybe an extended run of good play?
And could how many times can you sit on the cusp of a good thing before you realize you're never going to get the carrot at the end of the stick?
So that's,
I'm tired of being.
That's
I'm
a valid.
Being
that's a valid
along.
Point, but. I would say if the offense had been better in the first several games, that we'd be thinking that this team has a great chance to make the playoffs. It wasn't. We all know what the issue might have been. At least we think we know what the issue was. I don't think this thing calls for a blow up.
What if it was Paul DePodesta who's not coming back? What if it was one person that changed this whole thing?
You don't know that he's not coming back.
But they didn't renew his deal.
It doesn't mean he's not coming back. He's still under contract, right?
The reports that came out of the Greenbrier made it sound like he's not coming back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe. But it's the NFL.
They haven't renewed Jameis's deal either. He's up at the end of the year. I get your point, but.
Again, it's not, you know, that contract is what that contract is. We're not walking away from it right now. You can't. It would destroy the rest of the team.
Well, then you would certainly think that he has nothing to do with what's going on with the team right now.
Yeah, someone's going to end up taking the blame for this. We all know that, right? Unless they turn around, and thank you for the phone call. Unless they turn things around and make the playoffs, someone is going to end up taking the blame for a season that went sideways.
If your thought is accurate.
And I'm not saying that it's Paul. I know.
But if your thought is accurate that he wasn't renewed, so he's not going to be back, then you can be sure they're not listening to him right now. And if they are, shame on them.
I would buy into that. Ralph is in Strongsville. Hi, Ralph.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Ralph.
I've got one little thing to say about Sunday's game. I'm a season ticket holder in a dog pound. I've been there for 40 years. Sunday's game was just unbelievable. And I truly believe that Mr. Donovan had a whole lot to do with that game. Now, the opposite of that is are the NFL gods and the owners, are they finally saying, great. The Browns started all this baloney with this guaranteed contract, and now they're stuck. So I just kind of wonder if the NFL gods had something to do with this whole contract situation, him and Mr. Watson getting sick again, hurt again, and it just makes you think about stuff like that. But
all right,
God
Ralph.
Bless Mr. Donovan and his family.
Thank you. All right, Ralph, thank you. Ralph. Are there owners that are probably not shedding any tears? Yes.
You bet there
but
are.
But I don't know that the gods have anything to do with these contracts, do they? Do they?
I would be surprised.
Because if that was the case, we'd all be in every house of worship every day waiting for that money to roll down on us. All right, let me take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Hello, Cliff.
Clifford?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I just had a simple question. I know we're stuck with this contract, right? It's guaranteed. So my question is, what is the NFL, is there a rule for the NFL? Let's say the Browns go to Deshaun Watson's people and say, hey, this is clearly not working out. Can your guy retire? We'll give you the money. We don't care. We're gonna give you the money. Does that get us out of the salary cap hell for the next 2 years?
I don't believe it does. Does it, Dana?
So if he retires, the money comes off the books. The problem is, I don't know about any kind of backroom dealings. I cannot weigh in. I don't think the NFL has a whole lot of rules when it comes to backroom dealings. Maybe something there. The question is if you're Deshaun Watson, are you turning down a single penny compared to what you've given, no matter how ugly this all gets?
knowing that you're probably never getting another contract that's worth a hoot unless you go somewhere and play really, really well.
And then you're also talking about retiring.
So, exactly.
That's a retirement settlement, right?
Or
an injury settlement.
I would think you could sit out for a year or something and come back.
Right. And if you're that guy, and put yourself in his shoes, if they came up to you and said, all right, let's cut you a deal, here's less than what we would give you in the fully guaranteed contract, you would tell them, no, go away.
Why would you take 70 if you're owed 92?
I'm due every single nickel.
True. I'm taking everything.
And in fact, he wants to play football.
And in fact, I'm not quite sure if I want to retire, so why don't we take that 74 and make it 90?
And it's an Achilles. That doesn't necessarily mean career-ending injury.
But I've talked things over with my family, and we thought, well, maybe I can, and I might end my career because I have shoulder problems. Maybe I am done. Maybe I do want to retire. Are you willing to pay more than you were already going to pay? Because that could be an option too.
As we've seen, the perfect example is Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got cut. He had one more year on that contract with the Colts. What did Matt Ryan do? Sporadic media appearances, but never put his paperwork in for retirement.
Yep.
Good point. 216-474-0092. That's how you get in. You know what's coming up next. Mary Kay Cabot, cleveland.com, right here. Baskin and Phelps.